Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fourth chapter of Hilchos Kilayim. In this parak as well, the Rambam continues to discuss the amount of distance necessary to separate between different plants, so that way there is no problem of Kilayim. Halacha Aleph. Matra Lizra Shtei Shuros Zubitzad Zu Shel Keshuin, Ushtei Shuros Betzidan Shel Deluin, Ushtei Shuros Shel Polan Mitzri, Vetelem Bein Kol Min Vimin. It's permitted to plant two rows of zucchini next to one another, and then two rows of squash next to them, and then two rows of a particular type of Egyptian bean next to them, as long as there is a ditch separating between each of these different species and their rows. Avalo yizra shura achas shel kishuin, v'shura achas shel deluin, v'shura achas shel polam mitzri, aval pi shatelam mavdil ben kol min v'min. V'mneishan minin elu olim shelahen arukin, v'nimshachin u'mistabchin. V'zim zra'an shura b'tzan shura, yiz'arif hakol, v'niruk nizra'an v'irbubia. However, one is not supposed to plant just one row of zucchini and one row of squash and one row of this Egyptian bean, even though there might be a ditch separating between each of these different species, because the nature of these species and their leaves is that the leaves grow very long and end up becoming entangled one within the other. And if there are two rows of the same species next to each other, they'll entangle with one another. But if there's only one row, even though there's a ditch separating between the next species and this one, the leaves will still extend and become entangled, and then it will look like they were planted together as one mixture. Halacha Beis. Ha'isa Zedeh Zerua Minimim Yinei Yerakos. If somebody's field was planted with some type of vegetable, Ubekesh Zerua Betocha Shiros Shiros Shel Deluin, and then he decides that he wants to plant rows of squash in that field, Oker Minei Yerak Makum Shel Zerua Bo Shura Shel Deluin. He should uproot from the vegetables that are currently there the amount of space to plant one row of this squash. Then he should separate between this row, which is being left open to plant the squash, and the rest of the vegetables with a ditch. Then he should leave, after that ditch, 12 amos worth of the vegetable. And then at that point, he's able to plant a second row of the squash. He should separate between it and the vegetables with another ditch. And he can keep on doing this until the point where he wants to. Therefore, what will emerge is that between each row of the squash to the next one, there will be 12 amos separating them, filled with vegetables on either side of the ditches, on either side of the squash. But if it's less than that amount, it's forbidden. Why? Because the leaves from the squash will entangle themselves, reach out and extend into the vegetables on either side, and then what will happen? And then it will look like it's all been planted together in some mix, rather than separate, distinct fields. Halacha Gimel. Ha'isa shura shel delas zrua afilu delas yechides uba lizrua betzida tevua. If somebody had just a little bit of squash planted, one row or even a single squash plant, and now he wants to plant grain next to it, marchik beis rova, he has to distance from that the amount of space which take to plant a quarter of a kav, which is 10 1/5 amos by 10 1/5 amos. Sha'arei nimshchu aleha be'chzika makom gadol, because its leaves, as we've seen, extend very far and it takes up a large amount of space. V'chol davar shiyeh besoch beis rova shemarchikin bein shnei haminim ola min amida kagon hakever v'asela kiotpen. Now anything which is there in that space is able to add to that total amount of a quarter of a kav's place of planting, i.e. 10 1/5 amma by 10 1/5 amma. For example, if there's a grave there, there's a rock or something else like that, that will count as a separation between these two. Halacha Dalet. Hatelem o amas hamayim, shehin amukin tefach, zorin lesocho shlosha mine zram, echad al sfas hatelem, mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad b'emtsim. If there's a ditch or an irrigation canal that is one tevach deep, roughly 3 inches, then a person is able to plant three types of plants within them, one on either edge of this ditch and one in the center. Halacha hei, umutra lentoa shtei minim besoch guma achas. It's also permitted to plant two species in one hole, v'afilu kishuos tlas, even this zucchini and squash we've been discussing. V'ushia min ze note me'al svas haguma lekan, v'amin ha'acher note l'tzav hasheni. Assuming that each of them is angled, leaning towards one side of this hole and the other side of the hole, respectively. And therefore, they'll look like they're separated. Similarly, if you plant four species within that one hole, and you just angle it in all of the four directions, northeast, south, west, so then that's also permitted. If somebody wants to plant his field in a lot of long rows of different species, he should distance between each one of these long rows 2 amos by 2 amos. Umeitzer v'holeich ad shelo yishar b'nehem b'sof hameishar el kol shehu. And then he can continuously get smaller and smaller. He can make that width even thinner until at the end of the rows there's only the smallest amount of space in between them. Because once they have that large gap somewhere in the center or one side of it that distances between the two different long rows, then it doesn't look like they were planted together in a mixture, and therefore it's okay. If a person wants to plant his field in squares of different types of species, he should not make more than 9 squares in a field, which would be big enough to plant a sa's worth. Because then what will emerge is that there will be about 10 amos minus a quarter of an amma between each of those squares. Because the area of an entire space which you can plant a besa in, as we've mentioned before, is 50 amos by 50 amos. So if you plant 9 of these squares in that 50 amos by 50 amos space, then there will be about 10 amos, minus a little bit, minus a quarter of an amma, between each of those squares, which is sufficient. What's the difference between a mesher and a karachas? As we've already hinted to, a mesher is a long strip, and a karachas is a square. Meaning, the type of vegetables which a person generally doesn't plant a large amount, just small amounts, as the Rambam has explained, it's permitted to plant from these type of species, even 5 species, together in one of these furrows. How long is a furrow? How big is a furrow? It's 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. This is assuming, though, that he plants 4 species in each of the 4 corners, and 1 in the center. And he distances between each of these different types of species 1.5 tefachim, in order so that they not draw nutrients from the same source.
However,
a person should not plant more than 5 of these species, even though he makes the appropriate, correct separation between them of a tefach and a half, because then it would look as if they had been planted together in a mixture. If one were to think about it, like a die, you'd have the 5 points of the number 5 on a die. That's permitted. But if you were to try to plant, let's say, more than that, 9 of them, so that you have 1 point also in between each of the corner points, that would be forbidden. Even if you properly distanced between them, it would still be problematic because it looks like they're planted in a mixture in this small space. When is that true? When we're dealing with this furrow, this little row, which was planted in a ruin, where there are no other crops beyond it. However, a single one of these patches, this furrow, this little bit where you are planting these vegetables in, when it's amongst other ones, it's forbidden to plant 5 species in it. Because if you were to plant in this patch, in each of its corners, and so too in the one which is on its side, and the other one on its side, and the other one on its side, then everything will look like it's been mixed together. However, if you lean the leaves, you angle them away from the one that is next it, so that the ones inside of this patch are all facing more inward, and the ones in the next patch over are facing inward, then that's permitted.
V'cheinim also telem bein kol aruga v'aruga mutter. Also, if he makes a ditch in between each one of these rows, it's also going to be permitted. Halacha yud aleph. V'asul izroach chutz l'aruga below telem below netiya v'afilu k'neged akronos shel aruga she'en b'hen k'zer. It's forbidden, however, for somebody to plant outside of this row, this small patch, without having a ditch, or without having the plants leaning inwards, even opposite the corners of the row, in which there aren't any plants. Gzeira shema yizra ba'arbas haminim ba'arba zavios aruga v'yizra minin acherim chutzla k'neged zavios nimsa kokomori. This is a rabbinic enactment out of concern that if somebody were to plant in these four corners without having the proper separation ditch or without having the plants bent in, then somebody might come to go and plant outside of it by those corners, and then everything would look like it was mixed. Halach yud beis. Ha'isa aruga shisha al shisha. V'hayala gvul gvoa tefach. V'rachav tefach. Savu. Mutter l'zroa ba afilu shmona asar minim shlosha al kol gvul gvul v'shisha b'emtza. If the row, this patch was 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, and it had a divider, which was 1 tefach high and 1 tefach wide around it. Imagine a little garden with one of those wooden frames surrounding it. Then in that case, it's permitted to plant 18 different species within that. 3 on each one of those barriers, the division, and 6 in the middle. So 3 and 3 and 3 and 3 plus 6 equals 18. And the person must make sure, v'yarchik ben kol min b'min tevach u'mechza, as long as he distances between each and every species 1.5 tevachim. V'lo yizra rosh halefes besocha gvul, shema yimalehu. However, he's not supposed to plant a turnip in the midst of the barrier of that division, because it might come to fill the whole thing. Yosra alze lo yizra. However, more than these 18, he should not plant. Halacha yud gimel. V'asr lizra ba'ruga meaning zram ben inzeh, v'mei shehen nirim kilayim. It is forbidden to plant, however, things which are defined as mini zraim, which the Rambam explained in the first parak of Hilchos Kilayim, things such as mustard or certain types of peas, you cannot plant them in this fashion, because when they are planted in this fashion, it will look like kilayim. Aval mini yirakos, but things which are defined as mini yirakos, which the Rambam is discussing here, as he defined in the first parak of Hilchos Kilayim once again, since a person generally does not plant very much of them, instead, they plant just small amounts, then it's going to be permitted, as Aram has explained. Halacha yud dalet. Gvul shaya gvoa tefach, v'zara bo minin harve, kamo shibi arnu, v'nismai mi tefach, mi achar shenizra bo, kasher, shaya kasher mitchilasa. If there had been this divider that was one tefach high and one tefach wide, and a person had planted numerous species in the way that the Rambam had just described, then even if the height of this divider had been reduced, it was made smaller afterwards, it still is permitted to have, because initially when it was made, it was permitted. Halacha tezvav. Harot l'malos kol ginas o mini yirakos rabin. Lo yarchik b'neim. If a person wants to fill his entire garden with mini yirakos, many different types, and he doesn't want a distance between them, also kol gina arugos merubos afilu shishal shisha. He should make his entire garden filled with these patches, these rows that are squared, even if they are minimally 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim in their width and length. And within each one of those patches, he should make 5 circles. Arba ba'arba ruchoseha, 4 in each of its 4 directions, ve'echad b'amtza, and 1 in the center. V'zorea min b'chol igul, v'zorea arba minim achir, arba karnos aruga. Then he should plant 1 species within each of those circles, and then 1 more in each of the corners. Nimsu tisha minim b'chol aruga. Then it will emerge that there are 9 of these species in each one of these patches. Ve'nirin mubdalin zemizeh, and they'll look at their distance one from the other one. Ve'no mafsid, and he hasn't lost out. Elama shebein ha'igulin belvad, just that space which is between the circles alone. Shehu manicho charef, he's leaving that empty. Kadesh yirah ha'igulin mubdalin min ha'kronos mubdalin zemizeh. Because that way, it will be clear that the circles are demarcated one from the other one, they'll be separated from the corners, and everything will be nice and separated. The imrat of shalo yafsid klum, if he doesn't want to lose that at all, im hayu aygulin zrum shsi zorea mash minayim erev, the im hayu zrun erev, zorea mash minayim shsi, kadesh yiro mubdalin. If he really doesn't want to lose anything at all, doesn't want to have any empty space, so then he can do the following. If the plants which are planted inside of the circles are planted in a vertical fashion, so then he should plant the plants which are in the space between them in a horizontal fashion. And if it was the other way around, that they those that are in the circle were planted horizontally, so then he should plant that which is between them in a vertical fashion. So that way it will still look like they are separated. Halacha tez zayin, the final halacha in the parak. Mikol elu hadavarim nisbar lecha shebizman sheyesh bein shnei haminim harchaka haruyu lehem kedei shelo yinku zeh mizeh ein choshen lemarz ayin kmo shebi'arnu. From everything the Rambam has explained, what is now apparent is that in a situation where there is a distance between the two different species, which is an appropriate distance, one which will indeed ensure that the two not derive nutrition from the same place, then we don't have to be concerned for appearances, as the Rambam has explained. It was manchi rom of dolan zemize ein choshen li nakasan afil hein ze bitzad ze kmoshen spar ata. And furthermore, as long as they appear to be separated, we don't have to be concerned with the fact that they might indeed derive nutrition from the same spot, even if they are just next to each other, as the Rambam has explained now. Have a wonderful day.